Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the first reading for the Feast of St. Martha. And Martha is like so many of us. We are so busy about so many things. But what we need to do is put the Lord first, really first. And not just in a token prayer. We pray to him in the morning, perhaps, or in the evening, whatever is workable for us. We pray, and then we say, Lord, I will listen to you throughout the day. I just turn to him with just the word Jesus. I'm here. Speak to me. And Martha was this wonderful servant who was so busy about so many things, so very, very busy, that she didn't quite have time for the Lord like she needed to. The opening prayer today says, Almighty ever-living God, whose Son was pleased to be welcomed in St. Martha's house as a guest, grant, we pray, that through her intercession, serving Christ faithfully in our brothers and sisters, we may merit to be received by you in the halls of heaven. I don't want to cast aspersions on Martha. She just didn't have quite the right priorities, but she was serving others. But that occupied her whole time. It's time with God that should be first. And then wherever we can serve our neighbors in a given day, do that. The first reading says, Beloved, let us love one another because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. He doesn't have a lot of love. He is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might have life through him. And this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. But, beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. Is that happening? Is God's love being more and more purified in your life? Are you reaching out to help others? Are you turning to the Lord if you have a challenging situation in your family? Are you turning to the Lord and asking, Lord, please lead me, please show me? Read the readings of the day. Take time with the Lord and say, Lord, please help me. I need your help. We can turn to brothers and sisters too, but first turn to the Lord. God is love. And whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. So we want to love others. We want to love ourselves in the right way. We want to love those nearest and dearest to us, even when times are hard. Because God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. That's not just a nice statement. When we give ourselves for the needs of others, when we love those a part of our family that we're called to love, look at what it says, that God remains. I want God to remain in my heart. I want God to remain with me. Don't you? This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us, that he has given us of his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testified that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. And whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. God is love. And whoever remains in love remains in him. Psalm 34 tells us, I will bless the Lord at all times. Or taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear and be glad. Am I doing that? Am I coming to the Lord daily in prayer? Am I thanking him for the day no matter what I have to deal with? Am I thanking him for the things that have gone well? Am I petitioning him with the things that are difficult? Turn to him. Pray this psalm. This is Psalm 34. Pray Psalm 34. Take time. You'll never regret it, brothers and sisters, because God is faithful. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. God wants to hear you, no matter how poor, how weak, how suffering, how tormented you are. God wants to speak to you. God wants to draw near to you. Invite him, choose him, turn to him. When the poor called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress, he saved him. That's what we want to do. Turn to him. We turn to everything else first, and with the last ditch, we turn to God. Put God first. God will bless you abundantly. And we turn to the gospel from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." And the Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." That doesn't mean that we don't need to serve one another, but just looking first to the Lord. What is it that the Lord is asking of me? And then, how can I express what he's giving by serving another? But it all starts with God. We are all his children, and he wants us to minister to others, to serve others, to care for others. Yes, absolutely. But turn first to God. Even if you're in the situation where you just have no time, you have no time, you certainly have time to say, "Jesus, Jesus, help me. Jesus, show me the way." Turn to him always. Don't get into all kinds of events and things and you're serving and you're exhausted, absolutely, and you have no time for God. Don't do that. Don't do that. Turn first to God and say, "Lord, I need to take care of these things, but I want you to know that I love you and I bless you." It might take you 30 seconds or 60 seconds. Do that first. Then turn to the needs of your brothers and sisters and bless them with the graces that God has poured out on you. That's first. Yes, there are great needs many times in people, and they can take hours of time. My point is just turn to God first. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. God sees your serving. He loves you, but put God himself first. Turn to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I just want to say to you that it has been quite a time for me in recovering, and I'm so glad to be able to be back to speak to you. But I had to turn to the Lord every day, many times during the day. Honestly, brothers and sisters, I could not live without my Lord. And you say, "Oh, yes, you're a sister, you're a nun." No, that's for all of us. Turn to him. include him in your daily prayer. Walk with him if you take a walk during the day at some point. Even if you're busy as all get out with your clients or whatever you're doing at the offices, take a few minutes. Just step back and say, Lord, I know I have to open this door, and I know that there are many people waiting to see me. Help me. I love you. Help me to turn to you. Make that prayer the very first thing, and you'll see over time, you'll see how God will bless. Because if you've put God first, he's always there to help you. But when you call him like that, he's right beside you. He loves you. He wants you. When you give him that kind of time, we don't want to be like Martha, or rather, we want to be like Mary and Martha combined. That's what they did. Mary prayed, yes, but she also served. Martha, she served everywhere and didn't have time to pray in the way that she should. I know this might sound like a very little thing, but so often in these past months, as I've been lying in bed or sitting in a chair, so many times have I turned to the Lord then, because otherwise I could be disappointed, or I could be sad about something, or I could be worried about something. And every time I just felt drawn to turn to the Lord. And he brought me the peace, the strength, the wisdom that I needed. And because we can't see him, it's so easy to think he's not there. And yet he's closer to you almost than you are to yourself. He's right there. And he will hear you. His words might not be audible. They might come in the actions or the questions that some other person asks you. But he will be very near. Listen for him. May God abundantly bless you. I want to see us all be able to come through this pandemic and not have to deal with a more difficult situation. And they keep telling us that the pandemic might return. And it has in some states. It has in some parts of the world. Brothers and sisters, prayer. Prayer. Just turn to him. Help your children to learn to pray with you. Husbands and wives praying together every day, just even for a few moments, can mean so much for yourself, for your family, your marriage, and for your children. When they see you pray, they will be led to pray, even as young as they may be. Brothers and sisters, I really do want to urge you during this time. Don't run out. You can. You can ask for masses to be said for everybody who's in difficulty. You can do all that kind of thing. But I mostly want you to pray and to offer your mass when you are at mass, perhaps daily, perhaps weekly. When you're at mass, offer it at the beginning for a particular situation. God will hear your prayer. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.